This program was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. Your professor is Father Michael D. Guinan. Father Guinan received his PhD from Catholic University of America. He is a Franciscan priest and a professor of Old Testament, Semitic languages, and biblical spirituality at the Franciscan School of Theology in Berkeley, California. He has published 10 books, several pamphlets, and many articles in publications such as the New Jerome Biblical Commentary, the Collegeville Bible Commentary, and the Message of Biblical Spirituality series. He has taught the Old Testament, Hebrew and Aramaic languages, and biblical spirituality at St. Bonaventure University, St. Patrick's Seminary, and the Franciscan Seminary in Manila.
Conference 1, A Retreat with the Psalms Through the Divine Office. The Psalms are the masterwork of prayer in the Old Testament, and they remain essential to the prayer of the Church. They are suitable for people of every condition and time. Their prayer is personal and communal, the individual who prays and all people. They deal with God and creation and God's acts of redemption. These words are taken from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and they point to the fact that from the beginning of its history, Christianity has used and prayed the Psalms, especially in its liturgy. We know from the New Testament they also composed hymns of their own, but they continued to use and pray the Psalms as well. So what could be more obvious or appropriate than to make a retreat with the Psalms? Many have prayed the Psalms on their own. Others are familiar with them from their use in the Mass, particularly the responsorial psalm after the first reading on Sunday, and a few perhaps are familiar with them from the Divine Office. But praying them in any situation, they do present certain kinds of difficulties that we'll get to shortly. So we want to make a retreat with the Psalms. Our first question would be, well, what exactly is a retreat? What do we think a retreat is, and what do we hope to get out of it? We use the word very often in spiritual context to make a retreat. What exactly do we mean? Retreat comes ultimately from the Latin re tractare, re meaning back, tractare to pull. Think of traction, you pull. So a retreat is a pulling back, a drawing back. It's used, for example, in military contexts. Say an army made a retreat or retreated, falling back before the enemy. As a noun, a retreat can be a place of shelter or safety that we go to. But in a spiritual sense, we speak of a retreat as setting aside some quiet time. That's quiet time, no iPods, no radio, to think, to reflect, and to pray. Another term we sometimes use is a time for recollection. Recollection, re, back, collect, to gather back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?